This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, types of enemy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the types of enemies. We already explained about the first type of enemy, that is out of the irrationality and out of emotions. But the second type of enemies are those with whom we are enemies, we have dispute on the basis of rationality, and it is on the basis of intellect. And that is where in the Quran, Allah talks about the mu'mineen, the believers, having a dispute and considering the non-believers or the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as their enemies. So whoever is the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our enemy. And this is the common basis. We need to even have friends or make friendship on the criteria of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our friend. And who hates Allah or who is the enemy of Allah will be the enemy of ours as the believers. So this is the criteria which has been set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, even in the Quran, it is said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O those who believe, inna min azwajikum, certainly in your wives, wa awladikum, in your spouses or couples, like spouses, or the awlad, and your children, aduwwan lakum, there are enemies for you, fahdharuhum, so warn them, and tell them, and take them towards the right path. So basically, if there is a person, for example, who considers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his enemy, then obviously, being a believer, I cannot be the friend of him. Why? Because he hates Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he considers Allah as the enemy. Where I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I, because of this love, my friendship is on the basis of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the kinds of the enemy, and we said the second kind of enemy is that where a person is the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And since we are the believers, we also consider such people as the enemies of ours or us. And therefore, we do not socialize with such people the way we socialize with our friends. And the main thing in Islamic teachings is that you need to have a way, you need to deal with them in a way so that you can bring them towards the right path. You can obviously bring some reformation in them. And if we can call them towards the right path, the way the prophets did, the way the Aima alayhi salatu wasalam used to do, the way they called everyone towards the peace. Islam is the religion of peace. So we need to also strive for the same thing. We need to also do the same thing and have the same behavior with the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And up to the point where they can accept, where there is a way of calling them towards the right path, we should call them. And if we see that they're not accepting anything, then obviously there is no way of having a dialogue with them. Then obviously you should not waste your time in preaching and calling them towards the right path. And this is the main thing, that when we talk about the enemies, whoever is the enemy of Allah is the enemy of those who believe in God. Nowadays, we see that there are many people, even they do not accept Allah, they hate like the concept of believing or worshipping God. Therefore, we should not have a friendship with such people. Why? Because they are following the path which is astray, and they are in the darkness, and where Allah is our close guardian. Therefore, we need to socialize with those who believe in Allah and who respect the religion, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/call-of-islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.